Hello.
Hey, Tabitha, it's Jerome with CVA. How are you?
This is who?
Jerome Pratt with CVA Homes. You had spoken with Zach, one of our associates, a couple months ago. I don't know if you recall. It was concerning the Tosh Court in Chester.
Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Okay, now who is this?
This is Jerome Pratt. I'm with CVA Homes. You had spoken with Zach, Zachary, one of our associates, a few months back, concerning it was Tosh Court in Chester. Yes, ma'am. You guys had spoke concerning that property briefly, and he's no longer with us, so I'm really just following up with the individuals that he spoke with, and really seeing if you were in the position to receive offers or a way to let go of that property still.
You're calling to tell me that he's no longer with the company
No,
and that if I still, huh?
go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, is that what you're saying?
Not to tell you, but to really just reach back out to the individuals that he spoke with to figure out the situation, if you were still looking for offers on that property
Well,
to
I was, but what he was offering me wasn't an offer.
Got you. Got you.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I ain't giving my house away now.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Do you remember what it was? So I can try and cross-reference. I had some.
It was lower than what my house, I had it appraised maybe about 2 or 3 months ago, and it appraised at a half a million. And he was not offering me that. He was offering me like maybe 8 or 10, maybe 8 or less than 10,000 for my house. And I said, oh no.
Got you. Got you. And was it, I have here in notes that he attempted to do like a sub two offer where we would take over the mortgage and then pay you a certain amount. 'Cause I mean, I'm assuming he wrote down some notes. Are you still wanting or in the position to, I guess, make a move in the near future?
Yeah, I want to do that, but he didn't tell me nothing like that.
He
He didn't
okay.
offer me nothing like that.
Got you. Got you. So it's he has it down here in the notes, and I'm sorry he didn't, he wasn't the best, but at the same time, that's why I wanted to follow up with individuals to try and present a more positive experience of the entire thing. But yes, ma'am, that thing itself is called a sub two. It's for individuals that, kind of like you, where he said it down here, you purchased the home in 2022. Got you. Got you. So it's kind of like, where if you're wanting to make that move, a lot of investors will give cash offers that are less than, what the retail is, of course. But that's not what you're looking for, I'm assuming. I mean,
No, it's not.
you're looking for a way to make that move that makes sense for you.
Correct, yes.
And was that being, with that being said, I mean, were you open to a sub two situation where someone would just take over that mortgage and give you a lump sum and allow you to, move
What's
on
the
to
what is the what is that? What is the lump sum?
It really just depends on where you're at with the amount of equity you have in your home, versus what you still owe. That just determines the amount that we're able to, get to you, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it really just allows you to make that move, and not have to worry about the entire listing process, this, that, and the third. It's kind of like you selling it quick, but at the same time, still getting something out of it and not ending up with a remaining balance on a mortgage, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know it's midday, day after the election. I don't know if I caught you at a good time to even discuss this. I mean, would there be a better time at all, you know?
Yeah, there would definitely be a better time. Tomorrow will probably be better because I'm at work.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Is there a...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I told him that I was going to the restroom to get on the phone real quick.
Gotcha.
Because I'm at work.
Gotcha. I've done it before. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, I'm on tomorrow because I have a doctor's appointment in the morning. Then once I'm done with the doctor's appointment, I'm able to talk. And then I go to work at 3 o'clock.
Okay, got you. So if the doctor's appointment early, would tomorrow around 1 work or 11? Either of those times?
No, maybe 1 o'clock. Try 1 o'clock because my appointment is at 11.
Okay, got you. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so what I'll do is I'll just deep dive into this again and do a call back tomorrow at 1. And again, my name is Jerome, so that way you know you know who's calling.
Okay, Jerome. Because I was like, who in the world is this?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
But all right. Well,
all right.
I'll give you a call tomorrow, and you have a great rest of your day at work.
All right. You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.